The Reno Rodeo wrapped up its centennial anniversary last weekend. Though the cultural history of the event is still alive and 100 years strong, animal rights groups question if this sport is abusive to animals and if it is still acceptable in today's society. Holly Hutchings has this report.
Well, I'm opening the sack of grain right now, and then I'm going to mix up some of the Triumph senior feed and give him some of his Prevacox for his arthritis. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Behind the grandstands and in her rodeo office, Cindy Rosser grinds up an anti-inflammatory pill for her 15-year-old horse, Comanchero. She mixes the dusty residue into a bowl of senior feed, which has been carefully dialed in by a nutritionist.
So we test our feed at home that we mix at home to make sure we get the right protein and, you know, all the nutrients they need.
Rosser's family has been coming to the Reno Rodeo since about the late 50s as participants. They've been bringing livestock with their company, The Flying U, for nearly the same length of time. They're one of the stock contractors that provide the big animals, such as broncos and bulls. This year, they brought 6 truckloads. She loads up her blue wagon with a bag of horse food and some bull feed as well, and we make our way to the animal stalls. Close to a dozen horses stand in a large pen to our left, and 3 huge bulls, 2 white and 1 black, look at me from my right with just the gate in between us.
Comanchero, you can see, is waiting on me.
Rosser gives Comanchero his meal and hands out snacks to begging horses. She says she loves these animals and that the care they give in feeding them so well shows her level of concern. She says that this is a side of rodeo that naysayers don't see.
They think that these animals are abused to buck and you know, if an animal's hurt, the instinct is to flight, to run. So they aren't being hurt. They're bred to buck. Like I told you, we breed the best mares to the best bucking stud, and that's what they're bred for. Nobody else would really want to ride them.
When it is time to go to work, Rosser says many of these animals work mere minutes a year professionally. She says if they've worked one rodeo, they'll sit out the next one. At the Reno Rodeo, animal athletes are cared for by 2 veterinarians on site. Dr. Christy Stone is one of them. She says they see some injuries that occur during the transport between rodeos, but not a lot from the performances themselves.
There's always little things. These horses are on the road all the time, so, you know, lacerations that they may get on the way here, or they might slip on the concrete, just little things that happen. And then during the performances, we're very lucky. We try and minimize as much as we can any risk to the animals that are out there.
Dr. Stone says it goes back to Nevada's cultural heritage.
You know, we don't rope calves just because we can see if we hurt them. That's not the point of it at all. It comes back to doctoring them in the field, treating them when you're out on pasture, that kind of thing. And yes, we are doing it for sport now, but we really try and mitigate those things by making sure the calves are appropriately sized and that they're healthy before we go out there.
The PRCA, or Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, that puts on the Reno Rodeo, has over 60 rules in place, they say, to ensure the proper care and treatment of rodeo animals. They include things like making sure safe transport for the animals is provided and prohibiting the use of cattle prods. Also, athletes are not permitted to jerk down on the rope when calf roping.
Implementing rules about how you're supposed to jerk on the rope or any rule like that is really just a small band-aid on a bigger problem.
That's Chris Berry, senior staff attorney for the Animal Legal Defense Fund.
It's hard to enforce those rules, and even with rules like that in place, at the end of the day, it's still fundamentally an event that requires a lot of physical contact and potential for trauma with animals.
The organization says they file lawsuits to protect animals from harm, as well as provide free legal advice and training. The fund has previously sued the Salinas Rodeo, but the case was dismissed on procedural grounds. KUNR also reached out to the ASPCA, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and the Humane Society. Both organizations provided statements saying the rodeo inflicts pain on animals for sport and is therefore inhumane. Berry echoes those statements and says that rodeos cause unnecessary harm.
the fact is a veterinarian is treating those animals for injuries that there's no reason for them to have endured in the first place. To claim that animal well-being is a primary concern or that having a veterinarian on the ground at these events somehow justifies it or makes everything okay for the animal is simply preposterous.
The Animal Legal Defense Fund has no current or planned rodeo lawsuits. And this year, there were no protesters at the Reno Rodeo. Holly Hutchings, KUNR News.